It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, we don't have Paul Ramo with us today, because I'm filling in for Paul here. This is yours truly, Maynard. And we have Dwayne, fortunately, because I know about as much about gardening as Paul does, Dwayne.
Yeah. I think you might know a little less.
Yes, you're probably right. Well, you got big River Fest going on over there in Dawson, so what's to talk about today?
There's a lot of things going on at River Fest. If you want to do something this weekend, the park is absolutely full of different types of games and vendors and food. And so,
yeah, it looks like lots of food. Lots of food.
There is.
Yeah.
So. I'm on the River Fest committee a little bit, and there's more vendors than we've ever had. Food vendors, too. So.
That's great. And, we've been telling them all about it on the radio here, and they can go to DawsonMN.com or check the Dawson River Fest page on Facebook. Get the complete schedule there. Check the Dawson Sentinel. It's all a lot of ways to find out what's going on, but you don't want to miss it. This goes all the way through Sunday, with the big parade on Sunday and all kinds of stuff. Now, you've got some specials going on, I understand.
Yeah, we have the River Fest Crazy Days, which is the merchants downtown, and Heather Greenhouse has their annuals, which means all their annual flowers, and they look really good. And all our vegetables and our garden seeds are all half price. So if you're looking for some deals, you know, you need to fill in your garden or you haven't quite gotten things done yet, we have great selections right now, and half price, so you can't beat that deal. And the 20% off our perennials. So I take pride in Dawson here that we have, I think our greenhouse looks great and have good selections. So come on over and smell the roses, as they say.
Yeah. Did you get your greenhouse put back together over here in Madison? I haven't been by the alley. It kind of got blown apart in one of those storms, I understand.
Oh, it got smashed. No, we're still in the market looking for a new one, or if there's a used one out there anybody knows about, looking for that. But we'll get it up this year, but it'll probably be later in the summer.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of folks putting things back together after that. Hopefully, the storms just keep on coming here, so hopefully it'll settle down here one of these days.
Even the other night, it blew like crazy.
It did. It was pretty crazy, and that wasn't even looked like we were on the edge of it, and it looked to me like we're in the middle of it. So, hard to tell.
A lot of trees blowing down, especially that first wind. You know, a lot of the evergreens trees blew down because there was a lot of needle surface there. And probably lucky that our deciduous trees didn't have leaves on, because we probably would have lost a lot more.
Well, speaking of those trees now, that first storm over my neighborhood, I didn't lose anything, hardly even lost a leaf off a tree. Now, this last storm that we had snapped one of my big pine trees right in half, and I think that one's a goner. But we've got another tree that got the branch kind of ripped off it, and I see that happen to my neighbors and a lot of other people, I'm sure. What should you do for a tree after the branch has been taken off like that?
You know, Maynard, I think in Madison there that Mother Nature was just kind of balancing out. She decided that you needed some wind on your side of town, too.
I think so. Well, that first storm, you know, the one I said we didn't get any damage, a block away that ripped the roof right off the mini storage building. So that's kind of selective as far as damage with those storms. So,
Gotta count your blessings if you didn't get hit.
That's right.
If you have trees, the branches and stuff that have been, you know, ripped, and so it's really jagged, you should try to get up there and, I don't know, a chainsaw or a saw, kind of smooth that out so there's not areas for water to collect or bugs to get in or diseases. I would try to make a clean cut with like a chainsaw if it's a big area, and then get a wound balm or pruning sealer and spray that area, cover that up, because that way it'll help keep out that moisture and stuff so that tree doesn't rot.
Okay,
so clean those wounds up.
I'm going to need a little Gorilla Glue or something to get my tree put back together there, my pine tree. But
I had a lady call yesterday that she had a smaller ornamental tree, and the top blew off, but it was still hanging there, and there was still some bark, so I told her to splinter it, put like a stick, you know, popsicle stick or something on the other side, spray it with that wound sealer, and then use black electrician's tape or a tape that expands, and put that around there really tight, and it could possibly grow back together.
Well, how about some of these trees? I think you and Paul talked a little bit about it before, but now it's probably a problem again. The ones that were uprooted, kind of laying down, and maybe not completely ripped out of the ground. Is there hope for those?
Well, if they're really big, probably not a lot. I don't know if you can. You're going to have to right them, you know, get them back up. If you can get them back up and stake them, then I would water them, and I would put a root stimulator, a fertilizer on there that will help encourage that root back on there. And if you're doing that, you think about it, the roots have been damaged, and that's usually where the moisture is taken up. So water the top of the tree, too. If it's an evergreen tree, water those needles. The evergreen will take in 80% of its moisture through its needles. Or even if you plant a new tree or have plants out there that you just can't keep up with the water, make sure you water the leaves, too, because that'll help keep that plant hydrated.
Okay.
Because once they dry out and die, it doesn't matter how much water you give them, they're not coming back.
They're gone. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we do have one question in here from one of our listeners out there. We can get to that right now here. They're wondering about rhubarb. Is it still okay to harvest rhubarb? How late can you harvest it and it's still good and not real woody or anything?
Well, you know, you said it right there. It doesn't taste good. I wouldn't harvest it if it tastes woody. And, you know, this hot weather we've had, probably going to taste not as good as some years when it's cooler. Usually the rule of thumb is July 4th, so that's not far away. But, again, if it's not tasting good, I wouldn't eat it.
Okay.
So they say, you know, people are worried about it being poisonous.
Yep.
Leaves are the poisonous part of the rhubarb. It's not the stalk.
Right. That's what I've heard. You just don't want to be eating the leaves.
Don't put it in your salad.
All right. Well, what else is going on there, Dwayne? Any other questions you're getting down there at the store these days?
Oh, we have our horticultural plant of the week.
Yes.
Which I think Paul posted. And there's a flowering tree right now. It's called Japanese tree lilac that has huge, huge white clusters of flowers on it, and that's really a pretty tree and very hardy. And if you want a smaller to medium-sized tree, look at Japanese tree lilac. You can get it as a single stem or a clump form. Our concern of the week, our horticulture concern of the week, was there's bugs in my garden, and the reason I know that, everybody's coming in to get sprays for their garden, and we usually recommend like 7 dust. It's fairly safe, and you can dust that, or we have some organic sprays that you can spray on your garden. So if you need help with that, we can help you at Heather Nursery in Floral.
Okay. How about clover? I see there's a lot of clover coming up in my yard now. Trimec work on that?
Trimec will work on that, or I consider that one of the harder to kill weeds. When it's clover or creeping Charlie, I go to a product called Weed Resolve, and that'll kill it on the first time. Might need to spray it a couple times with Trimec, but again, don't spray when it's 100 degrees out there, because some of that spray will drift and go onto your other plants, and you don't want that to happen. Or spray it when it's cooler out.
Okay. And there's still some dandelions popping up there, too, I see here and there.
Well, Trimec or Weed Free Zone will take care of the dandelion.
Okay. Then you should spray in the fall, they say, right? Is that the best time?
Fall, the chemistry's right in the fall, because the dandelion, clover, etc. are taking the energy through the leaves down into the roots. So when you spray it, it's taking that chemical into the roots, and it kills the plant better.
Okay.
And plus, if you do kill the tomato plant and it's October, you can blame the frost.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Well, how about lawns and all that? You know, I've had, using my lawn as an example, had you guys come over there and you did a little landscaping and then replanted a spot of grass there. Anything I should be doing besides just watering that out there?
If it's hot like this and we don't get a lot of moisture, I wouldn't go being spraying or fertilizing. But if you do water, and some people have irrigated lawns, I would definitely fertilize your lawn so you have the nutrition there.
Okay.
So, but it's better, again, it's got to be cool to spray or you might have more damage than you want.
Okay. How about spots in the lawn? What's the best way to fix? Now, I had one spot where my lawnmower was sitting there and I accidentally dumped some gas on the lawn, so I got this little spot there, you know, that's completely dead. Well, normally I gas it up over the driveway, you know, so that isn't a problem. But what should the guy do about that? Does that gasoline stay there for a while, or do you have to should dig that out, or what should you do?
You can dig it out, and then I would add charcoal to that area because the charcoal will absorb what's in that soil. So if you dig most of it out, add some charcoal to the soil that you're putting back in there, and then put some grass seed on top of that.
Okay, and water it. Put a little fertilizer.
Take care of it. Fertilizer and water.
All right. So
you know, the really concern out there is you got to get water to your plants, and when you're watering a lot out there, you need to give them something to eat too. So fertilize your plants, especially if they're in containers or in your garden, and they're starting to produce vegetables. They need energy to do that.
Right. So what do you think about the rainfall that we've had now? I heard on the Linda report they were talking about some parts of the state here that could use a shot of rain. Are we sitting in pretty good shape moisture wise around here?
I think we're good compared to some spots. As my dad said, you never complain about rain.
Right.
So I think we could use another shot. You know, we had like 4/10 the other night.
We had an inch 1.4 here in the gate. You had 4/10 in Dawson, and we had 1.4 over here in Madison.
Again, you guys are living better than us.
I guess.
Yeah. So 1.4 is fantastic.
That's pretty good rainfall. Too bad it came with that wind, but we could do without that. But
the corn, which had a slow start and didn't get in very early, I'll bet it'll be over knee high by the 4th of July.
Okay.
So I think we're good.
All right.
Again, don't complain about rain.
No, I'm not complaining. No. Well, we're getting close to the end of the program here, Dwayne. You want to talk about your hours and mention those specials again for Riverfest over there in Dawson?
Well, come over for Riverfest. We're here. I'm here a lot. And we have also honored the specials in Madison and Montevideo, too.
Okay.
And half price on annuals. You can't beat that. And they look good. We have perennials 20% off. And there's a lot to look at. And our garden seeds are half price. So if you're looking to do some more planting, come on over and then probably next week we'll talk about some of those trees. If you're going to replant, what kind of trees we should be planting.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of people are making some decisions there. And is it a good idea to plant a tree? And that was a question. I don't know if you ever addressed that on the program. Somebody was asking that. I saw on another Facebook site or something. Put a tree back right where another one was.
You know, the evergreen trees, you can do that because, you know, they're really shallow rooted and you don't have a big stump going into the ground. If you have a big stump, you know, that you've cut off and you can't hardly plant in the same spot.
Right.
Even if you grind it off, you usually have to move it to a little bit to the side or something. If you're going to try to plant a leaf tree where evergreen was, probably need to neutralize that soil because it could be really acidic. And we're having a lot of people do that.
Okay. Well, I know I planted one of those little tiny little sticks of a Norway pine that I got over the Soil and Water Conservation Office years ago. I've mentioned that before, and I put that where I had an evergreen that I'd lost, and that thing's about 8 feet high now, or 10 feet high, probably.
It's looking nice.
Yeah, looking good, and that was right where another tree was, so I guess the answer is yes. So,
long answer is but yes.
All right. Well, Dwayne, we're at the end of the show here today, but appreciate you getting on the air again, and we'll chat again next week on the Gardening Show.
You bet. Hope you're feeling better, Maynard, and everybody have a great week, and come and enjoy Riverfest in Dawson.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, you.
Dwayne.
Yep.